proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through and that you're listening on the radio wherever you happen to be. This is the daily business newscast that we talk about business regionally and nationally, and then interesting long-form interviews with people in the business community. And today our guest is Ricky King. Now, Ricky has a business called Roots to Branches Genealogy. So she is a genealogist. And you know, in the 10, 12 years that we've been doing the Business News Hour, never have we had a genealogist on the broadcast. So we're excited to learn more about this business. Ricky, welcome to the Business News Hour. So grateful that you've made the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is an interesting business. You've been doing this how long now?
A little over 20 years.
My goodness. I imagine that you've run into some very interesting stories, some unexpected stories during your work. Would that be accurate?
Yes. I can tell you what, my family, I had a hard time tracing my direct line, so I went off to my, I guess, great-grandfather's siblings and found out that one of the reasons I had problems is that my great-grandmother's father was lynched.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, Ricky.
In Missouri.
Well, you know, Missouri was a hotbed for that. Oh, my, Ricky, what a horrible find.
Actually, everyone thinks that. I think it's actually a good find because I found a lot more family information because of that.
I bet.
They did actually get news stories on him, and it broadened my history that I could trace.
Wow.
So it's a sad story, but it also is a good story in relating to my history.
Sure, and your ability then to trace back whatever lineage you could find. Okay, this is almost, you're almost like a detective, yes?
Yes, and I feel like I call myself the nosy detective or curious detective because I really want to know what's going on. So I'm looking everywhere. You don't just look at census records. You look at birth records, newspaper stories. I want to find anything that's interesting. I Google people's names, friends' names, or family members' names just so they have something to do sometimes.
just
I get
see
tired of tracing my, yeah.
Just to see what's going on out there with folks.
Yeah, you get tired of tracing your own family history sometimes.
Now, you are based in the great state of Iowa, but I understand you do business with people all over. Would that be accurate?
Yes. And I focus on the Midwest, but I can do anywhere except for foreign language countries. I can't speak the foreign language.
Right. Well, yeah. I have to tell you, and just a personal aside, my brother, who's a retired physician, spent time looking through our ancestry. And it took him literally years to do because he's, you know, he just did it when he could. And it was very difficult because our family is from Eastern Europe. And because of that, and because of what happened in the 1930s and 40s with the Holocaust, so much of that was destroyed. And because of the First and Second World War. So it was really difficult. Do you find that to be accurate? I mean, when you're doing some European genealogy, are there spots and portions of our history where things get really, there's not much there?
Yes, you do. You have to go around it in a different way. Sometimes negative information also answers your question.
Ah.
So if your family's supposed to be in a location and you're not finding them there, but you have other records that say, like, say, 10 years you have them there. They're missing for 10 years because of the records. You can't find them. And you pick them up another 10 years. That negative information could say, yes, they were here. Or you look for a newspaper clipping. Or you look for the birth and death records aren't always out there.
Right.
You look for something else that can tie them in. Land records are another way you can put people in respect of where they lived at. So you just look for alternative records to find them.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Ricky King, and Ricky is a genealogist. Her business is Roots to Branches Genealogy. I love that title, by the way. It really does.
Thank you.
It really does tell. I mean, it is the roots of your family that has all of these various branches that are out there. How interesting.
Yeah, I like to say I'm trying to get you away from that Charlie Brown tree and give you a bush. I research the siblings as well as the main person.
Really?
So now you have a You have a bush instead of a little tree.
All right. Now, for full disclosure, again, Ricky, I need to say that years ago, my bride decided to give me as a gift a gift to one of the very popular genealogy sites that are out there and that you can, you know, search for people and do all this stuff. And I was on that for maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, but I guess I bore easily. And I got really confused, and it was sending me all kinds of false positives, and I just gave up. And so I was grateful that my brother picked up the slack and had the time and the opportunity to really do it, not with one of those major genealogical sites, but on his own. And I suspect, you know, there's a lot of advertising about these national sites. Are they okay? Or is it? Do most people have my experience where they get into this and they go, I just can't figure it out anymore?
Yes, they do. And I always tell people, not put Ancestry down, Ancestry.com. They are very good, but they're expensive as well. So when you're first getting into doing genealogy, you can get some of that information for free at FamilySearch.org. That's FamilySearch.org. Huh. Start there. So if you, as you get into it, you feel like you're really going to continue. If you're not finding records at Family Search, then check Ancestry.
Got it.
You don't always have to pay for it because the public libraries have it. The Iowa Genealogical Society have it for free.
Huh.
If you go to Iowa Genealogical Society, all you need is a membership. And you get it $35, I think it is. Don't quote me on that. For a year. And you get Ancestry for that year. And plus you'll have people in there that can help you. If I'm down there, I'm more than willing to help you and answer questions.
And you spend some time at the Iowa Genealogical Society, yes?
Oh, I spent a lot of time down there. They opened up just last Monday because of the coronavirus. I was there like 10:15. I couldn't wait to get in. And now, I don't have to go down there. I can do it from home.
Correct. Now, let me ask you about that. We indicated that you're based in Iowa. You specialize in Midwestern genealogy, but you also find out things about other people. As a matter of fact, offline, you said that a person out of Illinois had recently contacted you to find out about genealogy coming out of Barbados. Is that right?
Yes. The West British Islands. His family immigrated to New York, so he wants to go from the British Isles to find out where his family originally came from.
Oh, wow.
From Barbados.
Okay, now, I forgive me for asking this question. You and I have, and for full disclosure again, I've known Ricky for a number of years, really did not understand what it was she did until I put out a notice and say, hey, I'm really looking for interesting individuals to interview for the Business News Hour. And Ricky said, hey, you know, let me do that. So, Ricky, you and I have known each other for a while. I had no idea what it was that you were doing on a full-time basis, which I think is fabulous. But also, for full disclosure, you are an African-American woman. Are you seeing, do many African-Americans contact you because you are an African-American? I mean, is there a symbiotic relationship there, perhaps?
Actually, no. I haven't had an African-American client but one, and she's actually a co-worker of mine.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I'm glad that's the answer, frankly.
And I want to try to, I always emphasize, and I post things, if I have my picture, I always put, I specialize in all ethnicities.
Yes.
Because you don't have to be a certain race to do your ethnicity. I could do Korean. If they lived in the U.S., I could do a Korean person.
Sure.
I can do an Italian. So I always try to specify that. And I do have an African-American friend that does do genealogy, and she makes a point of not putting her picture up there because it could hamper you.
Yes.
So that's why I always make sure I say that. So I'm glad you asked that question.
Good, 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 good. Ricky King, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest from Roots to Branches Genealogy. And we will, of course, have links to her website up on our radio blog. Do you ever get stumped? I mean, you're searching, you're the detective on these family traces and histories. Do you ever, what happens when you hit a dead end?
I'm actually stumped on my mom's side of the family.
Really?
We know who the slave owner was. His name was passed down. I've got him to Virginia, but I can't connect him to I can't find the slave owner's name for one there and connect him. But as more records come online, that's going to open those up. So sometimes you have to put things aside and come back to it. That's where you write a research plan. you document what you're doing and your next steps. So if you do have to put it aside and a year later you pick it back up, you know exactly where you left off. And you can find those new records, because records are going up. Millions of records are going up every day.
Are they?
Oh, yes. Between Ancestry.com and FamilySearch.org, they're always posting new records. And
always.
FamilySearch, they actually list their missions. They have people actually go to different countries and just scan the legal records.
My goodness.
So you can post them.
My God. Yeah, this is really one of those things that, and how did you get started doing this? Let me ask that question first.
I was at my grandmother's house looking at her yearbook. It was her 50th class reunion coming up, and we're from Burlington, Iowa. After you said I'm black, I thought, oh, it'll be easy to find her because there's not a lot of blacks in Burlington in the 20s.
Right.
I couldn't find her.
What?
She starts laughing. She starts laughing. Turns out I didn't know her maiden name. I was looking under her married name.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And it didn't dawn on me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to learn more about this. And it turns out she didn't know a lot about her family history either.
So is that kind of where you got started?
That's exactly where I got started. I wanted to know more. She was the youngest of 17 kids.
Oh, my.
Her oldest few siblings had died already. But she was raised with a niece that was a little older than her. And I got most of my family history from her niece, not from my grandmother. Also, another person I got information from was my aunt through marriage. She had been keeping, as people were born and getting married, she had been just writing on a piece of paper all these dates. So you never know who might have information for you.
All right. So we all have family stories, right? Everybody's
right.
Got family stories. Has it been your experience that sometimes the family stories are incorrect?
They always have a grain of truth to them. It might not all be true, but there is a grain in there that you'll find is true.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you another story with my family. My mother, Olive Shalom, may she rest in peace, was convinced that our family was originally from Denmark. And so, you know, she spoke a little Dane. She spoke a little Yiddish, too, at the same time, which was odd. But she spoke a little Dane. She understood it, you know, and she had a little Danish flag in her room and all this stuff. And so, again, thanks to my bride, she decided to do one of these DNA kits. And so the thing came back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was like 1/5 of 1% or something like that from Scandinavia. And I remember so fondly going to visit my mom and saying, hey, mom, you know that old Danish thing? And she goes, yeah, sure. I said, well, it's not accurate. I mean, here's the numbers. Here's the facts. And she looks at that and she goes, pah, what do they know?
I believe her, too.
Yeah.
You never know. She might not have received the DNA part that was Danish. Maybe a sibling received more of the Danish DNA.
Could very well have been. But here's as you said, the link to a little bit of the truth, my brother's genealogy work showed that my great-great-great-grandparents immigrated from Eastern Europe because of the pogroms, and they were trying to find a place, went to Germany, and from Germany went to Denmark, and from Denmark they came to the United States. So there was a little bit of accuracy there, but not quite. Our guest is Ricky King, ladies and gentlemen. Her business is Roots to Branches Genealogy, and something I think that many people are interested in. How long does it take for you to track down somebody's family history?
Depends on. I do it in 10-hour increments, because you can't just say trace my family history. You have to have a research question.
Sure.
Like, who are the parents of my great grandfather? So depending on, it could take how much information out there. It could take 2 hours. It could take the 10 hours. It could take 20 hours. But we start at 10 because for me to be able to research it, write the report for you, it's gonna at least take 10 hours. So I always say at least 10. And then you go on from there to say, okay, you found what I'm looking for. I'm ready to stop. Or let's go a little further and do a little bit more.
I would imagine many people are going, yeah, gosh, this is pretty fascinating. Let's go further in this to see where else we can go. When you're doing this research, this takes an inordinate amount of organization. I mean, you know, you must be the type A organizer of some kind, because, you know, I would miss it this because I have, you know, files all over the place and I just don't do that very well. But I suspect that you must have to keep extremely accurate records and know where they all are. Yes.
Yes. And a lot of charts, or a lot of templates of, how do I put it? Templates of like genealogy worksheets. So I'm tracking, keeping a log of everything I'm doing. And then I got another one over here. This is what the family tree looks like. So I might have 3 or 4 documents open on my computer. Plus I'm handwriting things. I like to handwrite.
Sure.
I feel like I get it more writing it, tracking people. And then I go back and put it all together.
How many people can you work on at a time?
I work on one at a time.
Really?
Because it'll start to get confusing. Even I'm working on the Barbados guy that I was talking about, he wants me to work on all four, both grandparents, is what I'm trying to say. But I'll only do one grandparent at a time. If they're in the same location, I'll gather the information on the other one as well. But I'll actually sit down to do the tabulation of it one at a time. Because you don't want to mess them up thinking you're, just, I don't know the family. I don't want to turn mom's brother into dad's brother.
Right. Right. How many people, I mean, what are they mostly asking for? Are they trying to get in touch with their grandparents or their great-grandparents? Or what are the top 2 or 3 questions that people have when they come to you? I am searching for whatever.
Usually it's the grandparents. They want to know that. And then just any kind of history you can find on them. I had one person, that family that owned a building, and they were looking for pictures of that building around that time, which you can't always find, and a little story about the building itself. You can do heirlooms. Someone traced this heirloom back to the person who actually owned it. I want more information on the original owner.
Wow. Fascinating business that you have. You know, you've been doing this 20 years. You're open to anybody out there that would like to do some genealogical searching and issue a report. Ricky, I really do appreciate you spending so much time with me about this, because I think it's fascinating stuff that you do. And good luck to you. And we will circulate our conversation far and wide.
Thank you. And don't forget, people who have papers from their family history of their own, type it up. Get it, because not everyone can read cursive anymore. Get it typewritten or digitized. I do that as well. But that's the key. What you have, get it in writing. And ask your parents, grandparents that are living. Start asking them those hard questions about their families. So if you don't want to do your family history now, someone else can do it later.
Sure.
You just got them started.
What a good point. And then keep that in a file someplace.
Yes.
Very good. Good observation. Excellent communication. And thank you so much again, Ricky. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
Once again, our guest has been Ricky King. Her business is Roots to Branches Genealogy. And yes, we do have links to her website up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today for all of us associated with this daily business newscast. Thank you so very much for coming by. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Ricky King, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.